There are a couple ways you can stay in touch with us. You can follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram with locations in North Huntington and North Hills. You also can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Got a lot of people that want to sound off about the Steelers' loss. Let's start with Bob. Hey, Bob, welcome.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys.
Sure. Yeah.
Hey, look, this is an emotional day, right? Last night was emotional for Ben. I mean, his comment about, you know, maybe I don't have it anymore, it's just coming from all emotion, right? And so is this conversation here about him not being Ben and, you know, is this the end of Ben, blah, blah. Look, a couple years ago, I think it was, Brady was done, the Pats were done, and what did they do, right?
True, they went on to win the Super Bowl, but do you think that Ben should be compared to Brady? Should anybody?
So, no, that's not my point. Here's my point. My point is this. It's all about preparation and execution, okay? It's preparing and executing. And that team right now, the team's quarterback and the team's wide receivers are not prepared and they are not executing. Ben has plenty of time back there, okay? It's not that he's being pressured. He's got plenty of time. And that, to me, is the biggest issue here so far.
So, Bob, let me get this right. You're putting the offensive woes on the coaches, on the coordinator, the head coach?
It's a combination. Look, you're as a coach, your job is to prepare that team for the Jacksonville Jaguars coming in. You've got tape up the yin-yang on that team from the Ravens game that they destroyed them on. You've got tape all over the place, okay? You prepare and you execute. You have talent on that team that is Super Bowl talent. Put it together, make it happen. Be the Super Bowl coach that you are.
But how does that defend the way Roethlisberger has thrown the ball through five games?
I'm not saying it's all on the coaches. I'm saying it's a comp. Look, you have to go out and execute.
Well, there's no question, Bob. It's a combination. You're right, and you do have to execute. That's for sure. Eric, what was your big takeaway from the game yesterday?
I just didn't like the fact that the Steelers threw the ball as many times as they did.
You'd have given it to Le'Veon a few more times?
I was under the belief, based on everything we heard last week, they were going to try to pound the ball. And, you know, it wasn't like they fell behind 20-0 and had to start passing, right?
It was 7-6 at the half.
Yeah.
9-7, they were actually leading in the third. All right, Eric's got more details of the game. If you're on hold, we will get to you. We'll continue the sports talk next. We're Cook and Pony.